Thank you and good morning. The State Water Resources Control Board will decide next week on whether or not to implement new statewide restrictions on water use in the face of the state's ongoing drought. The Water Control Board presented the new regulations on Tuesday, rules that will forbid landscape watering that creates runoff, the cleaning of sidewalks and driveways with water, using a hose to wash a vehicle unless it has a shutoff nozzle, and using potable water in fountains and other decorative water features unless it's recycled. The city of Rio Del, which is not served by the Humboldt County Municipal Water District, has announced new restrictions, 50 gallons of water per day per occupant per residence in the city in an effort to conserve. Carol Reich, general manager at the water district, said that customers of the water district are still in good shape.
We're fortunate that Ruth Reservoir, our source of supply, completely filled, and that provides a reliable water supply under multiple year droughts, and that was even if we had our full load, like when we were serving the pulp mill. So in our immediate service territory, which does not serve Rio Del, we have ample municipal supply given our highly reliable Ruth Lake and source of supply.
There remains a chance that the statewide restrictions could be imposed locally on Humboldt Municipal Water District customers. If you need to contact New Humboldt State President Lisa Rosbacher, you'll have to be on the move on Monday. Rosbacher begins her tenure as HSU's president, and Monday will be her first official day of duty. Rosbacher and staff will make a tour of the university, get the administrative details out of the way, and then conduct interviews with the media. Rosbacher comes to Arcata from her previous post as president of the Southern Polytechnic State University in Georgia. And she is not only the first woman president in HSU's history, she's the first woman geologist to hold the position of president at a university in North America. Caltrans announced on Thursday that the Corps of Engineers has lifted the permit suspension, allowing for work on the Willits Bypass to continue. The work had been halted after a judge issued an injunction against Caltrans and ruled that sufficient environmental mitigation work had not been properly planned or completed. Caltrans officials said in a statement that they have developed additional plans for environmental mitigation work that will be performed as the work on the bypass continues. The work resumes today. Sheriff's detectives and agents from the FBI are asking for the public's help in identifying the masked suspect who robbed the Bank of America branch in McKinleyville on June 27th of last year, a branch that has since closed. The suspect, described as an adult black male in his 30s, 5'9", 170 pounds, with a thin build and a mustache, walked into the bank armed with a handgun, jumped the counter, and placed money into a white trash bag before fleeing. Witnesses report the suspect, who was wearing a black hoodie, a white bandana across his mouth, and aviator-style sunglasses, got into a white Cadillac Escalade or a white Nissan Xterra and fled the scene. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the Board of Supervisors carry out their budget talks, they discuss what services Humboldt County residents find important and how to improve them. Many residents have raised concerns over the issue of public safety, from the lack of funding for the Sheriff's Office to the size of the Humboldt County Jail. Supervisor Rex Bone knows that inadequate funding for law enforcement can lead to serious problems, like slow response times.
You hear a bump in the night outside your house, or there's an altercation or an accident, you do get on the phone and call law enforcement, but that's a big portion of what you see. And if you have to wait 15 minutes, it can seem like 45 minutes.
Bone also explained why police departments countywide need more revenue.
We need a little bit more money, and it's just not public safety. It's probation that we have to provide for. With the AB 109, we're not getting the funds that cover all the work that Bill Damiano does. The jail, and you know, even with the expansion, even if we do get the $20 million or $18 million grant for the jail expansion, and the services portion of it, you still have to staff it.
The supervisors have approved a sales tax revenue measure that will appear on the November 4th election ballot. The Fortuna Chamber of Commerce issued an alert to Friendly City business owners to be aware that counterfeit bills have been passed at Fortuna businesses. The latest incident happened on Tuesday when a counterfeit $100 bill was successfully passed, and the chamber urges local businesses to use caution when accepting large bills. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.